weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
As we've been hearing, villagers in Harlton are celebrating after they exchanged contract on the Hare and Hounds. The pub closed last October after 127 years. One of those who will be celebrating, hopefully, is John Watson, who's one of those villagers. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Julian.
Thanks very much to speaking to us. I guess normally in a circumstance like this, you'd be going down to celebrate at the pub, but I guess that's not going to be possible for a few more weeks.
No, it'll be a few more weeks yet. We're hoping to open sometime during the autumn, but we can't be more specific than that at this point in time.
Now, for those people who aren't familiar with the story, I know you spoke to us last autumn, I think it was. The pub had closed. It had been there for 127 years. Why did it close in the first instance?
Well, we think that there just wasn't enough footfall in the place to make it viable for the landlady, and then there were concerns about what was going to happen, whether it was going to be sold for development or to some other business or whatever. So the parish council took out an ACV on the property, which made it an asset of community value. And we think that was the final straw for the landlady, and she decided she would close up at that point.
Right. You say there wasn't enough footfall for the landlady. What makes you think that if the villagers are running the pub, there'll be enough footfall now?
Well, we've now got 160 people from Harlton and surrounding villages who have a financial interest in making the pub a success. And we think that's going to be a big thing in our favour.
I guess if you're owning a pub, even if it's just a small part, you'll want to go in once every couple of weeks or so.
At least that, if not more.
How much did you need to raise altogether?
Well, we've actually raised over 350,000. And from a village of 130 houses, that's not bad going.
That's very, very good indeed. So is all of that money going to go into buying the pub, or is some going to be set aside for the first few weeks and months of it running?
The money we've raised is enough to pay what the landlady has negotiated with us, plus we think we've got enough surplus to pay stamp duty and solicitor's fees. So we're still looking to raise a bit of money to do whatever refurbishment and redecorating we have to do. And to that end, we've been holding fairly regular pop-up pubs. And we've got one this Saturday, in fact, in the village hall in Harlton.
So I guess you can't do them in the pub or in the pub car park, or maybe you will be able to move them in due course, I don't know.
Well, we don't think that would happen. We're hoping this will be the last one. So we want lots of people to turn up and make it a big success.
Yes, I'm sure that will be the case with much to celebrate.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please, John.
The response from Harlton and the surrounding villages and from friends and family of local people who are further afield than that, it's been absolutely amazing.
Did it surprise you, really, as to the fact that relatively quickly, I think it was around about 6 months or so, you managed to get the money together and as you've said there, from so many different people?
Yeah, well, we had a first deadline, which was before Christmas, whereby we had to put in a bid for the pub. We managed to do that with a bid that was above the valuation we'd had done. We had to carry on negotiating after that, but that bid was the first marker in the ground, as it were. And that was 2 months after we really started raising the money. So it was quite phenomenal, really.
No, very much. Would you say it's a wealthy village?
I think it's a sort of medium village. There are some people at the top end and there are some people at the lower end of the income scales. But it's not. It wouldn't have happened if it had been restricted to Harlton people. We've had support from Hazlingfield and Orwell, Eversdon, Barton, Cambridge itself, it's been brilliant.
That was fantastic news. It's strange because not too far from our studios here, there's a pub called the Petersfield. It was a restaurant until, about a year ago, maybe a little bit less than that. Reopened as a pub. It'd been a pub about a dozen years beforehand.
Yeah.
And here there's people complaining. They think, it's making too much noise. And it's very strange that should happen here. Where at the other end of the scale, not too far, goodness me, you're only about 3 or 4 miles out, we've got the situation where people desperately want to have a pub.
Yeah. I don't know whether this is just a reflection of the difference between rural pubs and city pubs, but the pubs are closing all over the place. We've had two other rural pubs contacting us in the last few weeks, asking us how we've done it. Can we give them advice on how they can go about campaigning to save their local pubs? So it's happening all over the place, I'm afraid. And if the communities want their pubs to survive, they will just have to work hard and dig deep.
And when the Hare and Hounds opens again in a few weeks' time, what will you do differently? I know we hear stories of pubs doubling up as news agents and post offices and all,
yeah,
and all sorts of things just to make sure that the Hare and Hounds is on a sure footing for, well, maybe another 127 years.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we have to do before then is to recruit a tenant, because we haven't done that yet. But we're hoping that the tenant that we get will want to be a member of the Harlton Village community and participate in the things we hope that the pub will become. We really want it to become a hub of village activity.
So you don't necessarily want somebody who's living in the village at the moment, although I guess that would be rather nice, but you do want somebody who's going to be a part of your village.
Yeah, we're looking for an enthusiastic tenant, someone who wants to take advantage of the pub. One of the things it's got in its favour is that it's a free house, so it's not tied to a brewery. And it will then depend on the tenant running his business in a way which encourages the local community to participate and at the same time making the tenant a nice profit.
Well, let's hope that everybody, maybe even the pledgers, might get a return for all of this as well at some point. John, congratulations. Really pleased that it's worked out for you and your fellow villagers in Harlton. And thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon.
And thank you, Julian.
Absolute pleasure. That's John Watson, one of the villagers in Harlton, celebrating after they exchanged contracts on the Hare and Hounds.